gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here for another edition of Auto World. We've got an interesting and exciting show lined up for you. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by Melvin Benziquin, and we're going to be talking all about classic cars in the classic restoration segment that we do each and every month on the program. Also on today's show, we're going to be joined in hour number two by the program director for AOL Autos, Riley Brennan, who's going to be telling us all about his thoughts on the recently concluded press days of the L.A. Auto Show. We'll talk to Riley about some of the interesting and funky concept cars that were there, and we'll also talk to him about some of the important unveils from both the domestic and import manufacturers, and also kind of take a look back at 2009 and how the auto world fared. Also in hour number two, our news editor, Jeff Bressler, will stop on by with an update from the motorsports desk, all the latest news from the racing community. In hour number three, he is executive editor of Motor Trend Magazine, and he's also a commentator on the Speed Channel. In addition to that, he is the author of several books. The most recent book is called Winning. It's basically about Paul Newman, the cars and racing career of Paul Newman. Matt Stone will be our very special guest in the third hour of the broadcast, and also we'll talk to Matt about the book he had last year, which was a huge hit indeed, and that book was all about the cars of Steve McQueen. Along the way, we're going to take your telephone calls at the usual number, which is 800-429-9231. Thank you, Matt. 259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Or you can shoot us an email. It's bob@autoworldradio.com. Meanwhile, some of the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles. Well, lots of new products about to be unveiled by the manufacturers at the upcoming Detroit Auto Show this January. But before that, the eyes of the automotive world will focus briefly on the city of Las Vegas for the Consumer Electronics Show. It's interesting that more and more collaboration seems to be going on between the automakers and the consumer electronic, mobile electronic manufacturers. And certainly this year, I know evidently Ford is going to be having a pretty big announcement at the show, because they're sending their president of the Americas, Mark Fields, to the Consumer Electronics Show, and I'm going to get a chance to have some one-on-one time with Mark Fields in the city of Las Vegas right there during the CES week. Also, some of the other stories making headlines in the world of automobiles include the fact that BMW continues to launch new products, including the Gran Turismo version of the 5 Series has officially been launched, and initial reviews by many folks in the automotive journalistic community have been positive. This is basically a very unique vehicle. It is what I call a hatchback with a trunk. Hatchbacks are gaining a little bit in the popularity area here in the U.S. after falling out of favor for a number of years, but BMW has kind of come up with a innovative solution here, in that the hatchback also contains a closed-in trunk, so you can open either just the trunk area to put, let's say, your groceries in, or you can open up the full hatchback area, and you will be able to get lots of stuff in there, because the seats fold down, and certainly that is, without question, going to be kind of a test bed for BMW, because it is rumored that the next generation of the very popular 3 Series is also going to have this same type of vehicle available. Again, they're calling it the Gran Turismo version of the BMW 5 Series. Other future car plans from Chevrolet have officially been unveiled, and they include the fact that Chevrolet is going to have a convertible version of the Camaro, and indeed they are going to come out with a Shelby GT500 fighter in the guise of a Camaro Z28. The convertible will go on sale in the spring of 2011, so it's still a little bit off as far as I'm concerned. But the big news is the Z28, which will go on sale in late 2011, and it should get the LSA. That's the same supercharged 6.2-liter engine that is found in the Cadillac CTS-V, rather, as well as the ZR1 Corvette. However, like the CTS-V, it will probably be rated in the same horsepower area, 556 horsepower, 551 pound-feet of torque. Figuring that and a lower weight than the Cadillac, the 0-60 estimate for this Camaro is expected to be less than 4 seconds, and very low 12s in the quarter mile. In the styling area, a unique grille mesh, a deeper front bumper fascia with lower, larger openings in the lower front of the car, and they're also going to have 20-inch wheels. They're calling them the tuning fork wheels. Look for the topless Camaro in the spring of 2011. However, the production spec model is expected to debut this January at the Detroit Auto Show. It's a one-touch soft top, preserving the gun slit window profile of the coupe. And the fabric, at least from pictures, looks quite a bit upscale. On sale in the mid to late 2011, we'll see a new Chevrolet Malibu. The next generation Malibu is one car that GM is reportedly pulling forward by a year, originally planned to arrive in 2012 as a 2013 model. So the styling, most would call it attractive. It has actually some hints of the Camaro in the back, and also some hints of the Camaro in the interior. So that's are a little bit unusual for the folks at Chevrolet with the next generation Malibu. Other plans from Chevrolet in the not too distant future, of course, we're going to see the plug-in hybrid vehicle called the Volt. It's expected to go on sale in very limited numbers in 2010, and reportedly November will be the year. Californians will be the first to see it, and they will be expected to pay about $32,000, $32,500 after a $7,500 tax rebate. So we're talking more than $40,000, and that's quite a bit of money. However, the EPA rating on this vehicle is definitely going to be an eye-opener. It reportedly is going to be based as high as 220 miles per gallon, if you can imagine such a thing. Well, the phone is ringing off the hook here already, with people calling in with questions on the new vehicle, so we'll have to field those calls a little bit later. Also going on sale here on the Chevrolet side of the fence, the fall of 2010, is the Cruze. And the Chevrolet Cruze takes on the Corolla and the Civic with a roomy package that's handsome both inside and out. The engine will be a 1.8 liter, 136 horsepower, 123 pound-feet of torque. Expect about 40 miles per gallon on the highway. Not bad. This is Auto World. Don't go away. Come.
Daddy, what are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, hot fudge sundae!
When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Hagerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Hagerty.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, wait, kid, you're killing me. Okay, they want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh, my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. It's time for the monthly classic restoration segment, and it's my pleasure to welcome Melvin Benziquin from Classic Restoration. And how you doing there, Melvin?
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Doing fine. We're getting a ton of snow here in the greater Boston area. How are things in suburban New York?
We got probably about 6 or 7 inches, so we got hit pretty good, too.
Yeah, definitely. It's been a nasty storm here, and definitely we'll be feeling the repercussions, I think, for a few days. Well, some exciting news. I understand that you're featured in a wide variety of magazines on a story that you did on how to pick a good restoration shop. Tell us about the publications.
Got featured in Auto Trader Classics, which is like a monthly periodical where they have it's kind of a hybrid magazine. Rick Jensen is the editor, and he just took over the reins probably in the last year or so on it. And made it kind of a magazine slash classified ads pictorial, you know, kind of like the old Auto Traders used to be. Then they also have Corvette and Chevy Trader, which also featured me. And it's the same group that did is just another specific application for the Corvette and Chevy crowd.
Excellent. And certainly you bring a lot of expertise to the subject of picking a restoration shop, because at your own shop, I know you've seen some nightmare stories along the way.
Yeah, we see a lot of you know, what I like to call mop and glows and puppy mill cars and stuff like that, where, you know, cars are put together to, you know, sell, where they only do the, I don't know, the obvious stuff, such as, you know, new seat covers and, you know, a paint job and a vinyl top or a convertible top, depending on the car. And then, you know, the unsuspecting owners get those cars, and then they're looking for a restoration shop.
Well, let's talk about some of the things that separate a good restoration shop from a bad one. What are some of the initial things that folks should be considering?
Well, First of all, is you know, you need to check, and not just because they're local. You shouldn't be afraid to use a shop that's you know, a little far away. But the first thing you should do is get them on the phone or visit, depending on what your geographic, you know, location is to them, and see if the owner or the manager is you know, willing to talk to you and is knowledgeable, especially if he's knowledgeable about your vehicle, and you know, see if he's open to having a visit from you, so you can check out the shop personally. Or if you're not local, you know, you can certainly see if they have a website and look on their website. That's probably the first thing you should do.
Okay. And then once you've done that, what would be the next thing on the agenda?
Well, look at their website. If you can visit the shop, go visit it. I'm going to kind of give the examples for visiting the shop. When you visit the shop, see, you know, if the employees are, you know, happy, or they look like they're all, you know, disgruntled or angry or whatever. If the, you know, the atmosphere in the shop feels good, if the vehicles look like they're actually being worked on, or if there's a lot of vehicles sitting around that are, you know, full of dust or don't seem to be moving at all, see what examples they have of various stages of vehicles, see whether or not they're insured. If they're licensed by the state, if your state requires licensing, you know, just basically do your homework on the shop as a whole, as relation to, you know, how their work is and how everything looks, and is the shop organized? Does the shop seem to have tools? You know, does it, you know, are you dealing with somebody who's, you know, working in the back of their house? A lot of people make mistakes by going to a very small, quote-unquote, restoration shop that, you know, maybe the guy is doing it on his own and he's not licensed by the state, doesn't have any insurance, and that kind of stuff. And, you know, if there's a problem, you really have no backing whatsoever, at least, you know, with a major shop, they're insured. If there's a problem, your car ends up stolen, damaged, or whatever, you know, they're insured. If they try to pull fraud on you, they're licensed by the state. You know, you've got some backing there because the state will investigate. You know, it's really kind of like just doing a due diligence on the shop itself. I mean, after all, you're sending your car there. You purchased the car. You own the car for a specific reason. It means something to you. You should really look at, you know, who's going to restore it and make sure that they're capable, and you're not going to end up with, you know, something that's unsafe or worse, you know, just going to end up needing another restoration by a qualified person.
Do you find, Mel, that lots of folks sometimes are intimidated about bringing their car far away from their place of residence? Is that why lots of people tend to go to their local neighborhood shop?
Yeah, Yeah, there seems to be, you know, some people who have been through the restoration process or not afraid of the, you know, vicinity or geographical location, they don't have a problem with sending their vehicle far away, especially if the shop has a really good reputation, if there's good communication and that stuff. Because, you know, this is not like using your corner collision shop because, you know, he's local and convenient. This is, you know, something you hope to do once, and you're going to spend quite a bit of money, so you want to make sure you make the right decision. And the right decision may not always be around the corner. There are people who like to come and, you know, so-called visit their vehicles and somehow or another feel like that they need to personally be involved by showing up. And, you know, that's the other type of customer. And it really takes a lot for them to get over the so-called hump to send a vehicle far away. So they tend to go towards the more local shops.
Our telephone number is 800-429-9231. 259-9231. Too many telephone numbers in my head at the moment. 259-9231. If you have a question for Mel about how to pick a good restoration shop, perhaps you have a story to share with us. We'd love to hear from you. Anytime, or you can fire up an email as well, which is bob@autoworldradio.com. Mel, let's talk a little bit more about, I would imagine, in picking a shop, as you say, you go around, you look, and kind of get a feel for the shop. What about the kind of tools or equipment that a shop has in its possession? Does that play a major role as well?
Absolutely. Obviously, if they don't have the correct equipment, you know, how are they going to be able to handle whatever obstacles they run into your car? Some of the equipment that you really should make sure they have is like a good MIG welder. If they're into fabricating sheet metal, they should have a brake, which is a big steel device that bends sheet metal into various shapes so they can formulate whatever panels they need to formulate.
We're just getting warmed up as Melvin Benziquin tells you how to pick a good restoration shop. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back. We're live all across North America via GCN, GCNlive.com. We're doing a little resto talk with Melvin Benzaquin, the owner of Classic Restoration in New York State. And Melvin, we are talking here today about a subject that you have been featured in a variety of different magazines, in a variety of different magazines on, and that is how to pick a qualified restoration shop. And certainly I would imagine another thing that needs to be taken into consideration is dealing with somebody that knows the particular vehicle that you're restoring, though.
Yeah, that's always very important, because if the shop is unfamiliar with the vehicle, it doesn't always mean that's a bad thing, but it's always good to, you know, have a shop that is experienced. It depends on the vehicle. If you have like kind of an oddball vehicle, then you may be out of luck. But if you have a vehicle like a Camaro or Firebird or GTO or Chevelle or any of some of the more mainstream vehicles, Cadillacs, whatever, it's always best to make sure that they do have the proper knowledge of it and experience with it for a lot of reasons. One of them is having special service tools that would be required to do the job. Also, the other thing is you don't really want to be paying a shop to learn how to do your car. A restoration is not always just the same thing over and over again. Every vehicle, even like say within Chevrolet, all has their different applications, such as, a 1970 Chevelle is going to be a different vehicle to restore than a 1970 Corvette. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure that, and not only that, it will take them far less time to do something that they're familiar with than to do something that they're not familiar with. And time is, obviously what you're paying by the hour when you're restoring a vehicle. You're paying for that. So,
sure that, they do have, you know, some familiarity if it's an oddball car, but, you know, obviously a lot of expertise if it's a more mainstream vehicle.
Are clubs a good resource to find a good restoration job for a particular type of vehicle?
Clubs are good. A lot. Also, in addition to the clubs, the you know, if you're internet savvy, there is probably a forum for every make and model of vehicle out there. Going on those and asking around will also get you not only who has had personal experience, but also, you know, whether or not they've had any bad experiences or good experiences, so that you don't make a mistake with that. So yes, clubs often, you know, the members are enthusiasts, and especially with that particular make and model, and will be aware of who specializes in it, whether it's parts suppliers or restorers or et cetera. So, you know, it's always good to try to narrow that down. And even that's important, just as an aside, you know, if you're looking to purchase a vehicle, to join a club or go on the internet forum so that you can find somebody that is familiar with the vehicle to look at it for a pre-purchase inspection.
What are some of the other most common mistakes that folks make, Mel?
Well, the most common mistake they make is price shopping. I know that, you know, everybody likes to price shop and such, but, you know, I've had phone calls from people that, you know, well, you know, I charge, you know, $75 an hour for body and $85 for mechanical, and they'll go, well, you know, I can get it done in Florida for $40 an hour. Okay. I mean, you know, if I have a different, you know, overhead, maybe the guy in Florida is, and I don't have any idea if the guy in Florida, and I'm not picking up Florida, I'm just using that as an example, is, you know, as capable as I am or has, you know, any familiarity with it or is going to put out as good of a product or be as responsible. That's one of the biggest things I see is the, you know, price shopping. Because also you got to remember, if the guy in Florida, just again, as an example, if he's charging $40 an hour, doesn't mean that, you know, he's not, you know, really charging $80 an hour by, you know, saying it took him 2 hours to do something instead of one. And I'm not saying everybody's a crook out there. I'm just saying there, you know, not everything is black and white. Some of the other things they make a mistake is just simply not even checking out the shop. You know, they'll hear from somebody a positive thing, or they'll just read something and they'll just go to them and not check anything out. Sometimes, you know, they don't even talk to the owner or manager in detail. You know, one thing you want to make sure is you don't have a personality conflict with the shop manager or the shop owner. You want to make sure that they understand what you want and are willing to do what you want, not the other way around where they want to do it their way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a couple of things that you know, I've seen out there. You know, you want to make sure, you know, this is an important decision. It's something that, you know, you're kind of trusting that the shop is able to take that image in your head that you have of your completed vehicle and make it, you know, into a reality so that when it shows up on your doorstep, it's exactly what you imagined or hopefully better. So it really involves, you know, making sure that they are capable of doing it. Another thing that a lot of people don't ask about is warranties. You know, a lot of people are surprised that we offer a warranty. You should make sure anybody doing work on your vehicle does offer a warranty. You know, you don't want to be paying for something and find out they did something incorrect and you have a failure and they don't want to stand up for it, because then it's going to cost you in the long run.
So,
those are some of the things.
Yeah, I would think the warranty aspect is definitely something that everybody should take very seriously, because quite often, I mean, what's the average cost of a restoration today? Of course, it all depends on what the particular customer wants and the particular vehicle, but we're not talking, you know, small change. I mean, this is a major investment.
Right. You know, a full, you know, off the chassis, you know, if it's not a unibody car, but even with a unibody car, a full knockdown drag out restoration generally can be in, you know, $35,000, $45,000, $50,000 and above. I've seen them go, you know, well into the six figures, depending on the vehicle, depending what you're starting with. And you know, one thing about warranty is you could pick up the car and the paint job looks great and everything, you know, is fine. And then 6 months, a year later, a year and a half later, you find out that the shop either didn't prep something properly underneath the paint, or, you know, for whatever reason, there was a failure in the application of something or whatever, and your paint job starts coming apart. Well, you know, just a paint job, just to pull the car back apart and paint job is $10,000-$12,000. You really don't want to be exposed to that for the second time. So you want to make sure that the facility does offer, you know, a defects and workmanship warranty.
And I would imagine when it comes to things like painting, there's so much expertise that needs to be had in that particular category. I mean, just painting a regular car compared to painting a classic car is a totally different ballgame.
Absolutely, because, you know, like a collision shop, you know, they'll be painting a car that's usually, you know, not very old, and they certainly aren't stripping down the metal or plastic, depending on what the vehicle is, and starting over. And when one thing a lot of people aren't aware of is when you do a proper paint job, you strip the car down to its basic form, whether it's metal or fiberglass or plastic, depending on the car. That involves a whole different set of prep work than just, you know, basically stuffing and reshooting. If any one of these steps are either omitted or not properly mixed, or, you know, using incompatible products, it'll undo the paint job within a year.
Absolutely. More as we do more Resto Talk here on Auto World, more with Mel around the bend.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-690-923. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. 1-800-690-9230. That's 1-800-690-9230. 1-800-690-9230.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Schenck. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633. Or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. We're doing a little bit of resto talk with the owner of Classic Restoration Enterprises in New York State, Melvin Benzaquin. You can hear Melvin each and every month here on the broadcast. And today we're talking about how to choose the proper shop, restoration-wise, for your vehicle. And we got a question here from, let's see, Michael in New Hampshire, listening on WBIX AM 1060 in Boston. And he wants to know a little bit about, is there such a thing as a directory of repair shops? Does anybody rank them? Interesting question, Mel.
Yeah, that is a good question. And not that I'm aware of. I think it's probably a very good idea. Not sure how it would, you know, go about doing it, but not that I'm aware of.
And another question. This is James in Iowa, listening on KXEL, and he says he has an Edsel, and he's looking for a good shop to repair it, and he wants to know, Mel, if you have any suggestions.
Well, it's interesting. We have a 58 Edsel Pacer convertible in our shop right now.
Oh, cool.
It's a pretty nice car. The Edsel's a pretty unique car, but a lot of people don't know it shares a lot of its stuff with the 5960, 58 Thunderbird, as far as suspension and such. There is some, unique stuff to it, such as the dash and some other things. Finding a shop that will be able to work on it, is kind of along the same thing what we've been discussing is really, do your research, go on the Edsel forums. There are some forums for that, there are Edsel clubs, and see what those people are using. If you're looking for somebody, around Iowa or, someplace within, a reasonable distance of you, that would be the best place to stop and kind of apply, everything we've been discussing, as far as, how to pick the shop and find out, whether or not they're knowledgeable in it, find out whether or not they actually, get product to move. It's all along the same line. Whatever make and model you're going after, it goes back to what we discussed earlier as far as making sure somebody has experience with that particular vehicle.
And as you pointed out as well, it's very important to have good chemistry with the shop owner or the manager of the shop, because if you're not seeing eye to eye on that, on that level, you're definitely not going to be good partners in this project.
No, and you're spending a lot of money, and I end up being friends with the majority of my customer even after the fact, because I spend so much time on the phone with them or in person, depending on their locale. And, you know, it's always amazing to me how, you know, I'll call them to ask them a question and, you know, some of them I have to run, you know, through interference like the secretaries or whatever, and they'll say, oh, he's not in or whatever, who's calling, and I'll tell them, oh, hang on a second, you know, and I'll get right through. So, you know, you want to make sure you have that kind of rapport with your customer and with, you know, obviously conversely with the shop owner, because I think it will also make the shop feel much more positive about the job, which will translate into a better job. You don't want somebody doing something that they don't want to do, or, you know, and you don't want to be paying somebody that you don't like. You know, it needs to be a good partnership.
Let's talk a little bit about Classic Restoration Enterprises. You have customers from all over North America and even some from overseas as well.
Yes, we do. We have a fair amount of customers from Arizona and California, Texas, Florida, Georgia, Arkansas, in, you know, Nebraska, a few other places. We even have an MG from Romania. We just delivered a Corvette back to Holland. So, you know, there's, you know, all over the place, which, you know, again, you know, it's about feeling comfortable. For example, the people from Romania, they actually contacted me through my website and then called me, and we spoke for a while about the car. And it turned out he was purchasing the car in Brooklyn, New York, and wanted to get the vehicle restored prior to bringing it back to Romania. And then about 4 months later, they basically just showed up at my door. Didn't even know they were coming, which I'm sure in some way was a very good tactic on their part to, you know, drop in, which is, I highly recommend if you're looking at a shop, is to drop in even after your initial visit and see how things are, see if things have moved and stuff. But, you know, it's fun dealing with people from all over the country, much less all over the world. Sometimes language gets to be a little bit of a problem, but the one thing I've learned, we've got a customer in Costa Rica, and there is a website which will translate your email so you can communicate much better. So that helps.
Yeah, that definitely would be a major help. Another thing, of course, too, I would imagine you would have resources and recommendations for transporting the vehicle. If you have a customer in, let's say, Arizona, I would imagine you work with a number of transport companies and can help out in that realm as well.
Absolutely. You know, for instance, we part of our offer and our services is, you know, on a full restoration, we will pick up the bill for the transportation of the vehicle back and forth. And, you know, obviously, picking up the vehicle is sometimes a daunting task, depending on whether it runs or rolls or if it's all in boxes or, you know, what the condition of the vehicle is. But getting it back, it comes back in an enclosed transport. But we have about six or seven different transport companies that we deal with. And, you know, the enclosed ones, there's only a couple because they're much more, obviously the car's running when it comes back to you and in much better shape than when it came to us. But sometimes we have to go and find particular people that will, take on the task of moving a vehicle that, you know, is, you know, not roadworthy or barely rolls or whatever. And that requires a little more specialized of an outfit to handle that.
Why don't we make sure and give out the official website for Classic Restoration Enterprises as well as your telephone if folks have some questions that they'd like to discuss with you personally?
Sure. The website is classicresto.com, and the phone number is 845-258-2050. And, you know, we're available pretty much from 9 to 6 Eastern time during the week.
And for all of our listeners in the northeast area, with the snow coming down, as we discussed earlier, you have a very large storage facility as well, which I imagine is probably jam-packed about now.
Yeah, we get pretty filled up in the winter. We have, just aside from the shop, we have an 11,000-square-foot storage area with about 13 lifts in it so that we can double-stack if we have to. With drip trays and stuff, and we car cover everything too, but it gets pretty packed because people, you know, about August, September start calling in to, you know, get their projects done over the winter, and then as we finish them, Nobody wants to pick them up until, you know, it's at least 60 degrees outside, which sometimes around here is April or May. So we do get pretty packed up.
I would imagine the length of the restoration project varies a lot. What are some of the factors that play into that, availability of parts, et cetera?
Yeah, the availability of parts is one of two major factors. The second major factor is obviously the starting condition of the vehicle. For example, if you were to take, let's say, even a 69 Camaro or 69 Firebird, something that's, you know, an extremely common vehicle, and it's completely rusted, you will spend an inordinate amount of time rebuilding that vehicle, you know, for all the structural components and sheet metals and all that. How, you know, and you could expect to spend, you know, between 12 and 18 months, doing a full blown restoration on a vehicle that's heavily rusted. Conversely, if you come in with minor rust and for a full restoration, you know, we could have the car out in 6 to 8 months. You know, one of the keys going back to sticking to a good restoration shop is organization. Before you start on a restoration as a shop, it's really a good idea to have a game plan, have all your parts ordered ahead of time, have all your major components that are being rebuilt out and in the process of being done, all your chroming out to be redone, all that stuff. Because then once you do actually start on the vehicle, it will facilitate the process to move along at a much faster clip than it is if you don't have anything when you start and you send the motor out and you got to order parts and, you know, that kind of stuff. Then you're going to end up with a start, stop, which doesn't make as good of a quality of restoration as, you know, it does if you start it and you rock and roll and you go and then you, you know, finish the vehicle. That makes the process so much better and makes it come out as a much better quality product.
Well, Mel, time just flies. Perhaps we should revisit this subject again. It's certainly a very important one. In the meantime, I wish you Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a happy and healthy 2010. We'll talk to you soon.
Same to you, Bob, and stay warm.
Thank you. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.